This morning, two views of Africa. In West Africa, the people of Senegal are voting for their new president today. The country has a reputation for being one of the continent's more stable and functioning democracies. But in the turbulent Sahara Desert region, Chad is a different story. The brutal conflict in neighboring Darfur has spilled over the border from Sudan into Chad, and attacks by armed factions on civilians and relief organizations near the border have intensified over the past few weeks. Hundreds of people are reported to have been killed and tens of thousands more displaced from their homes. Joining us to talk about these contrasts in Africa is NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin. She's in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. Ophébia, Senegal's voting for the new leader today. Tell us a little bit about what the voters' main concerns are.
Catching me at a polling station where, as we speak, waiting for the president to come and vote. Senegal is a stable democracy, one of the most stable in Africa, but it's a very poor country. It exports peanuts, it has some tourism, a little fish, a lot of charm, and very little else. President Abdoulaye Wade has been in power now for 7 years. He came in after 40 years of the socialist government here in Senegal. He said he was going to bring progress, change, development, and especially jobs. His opponents say he has failed, that his eye has been on the bigger picture, looking abroad and not doing the things that Senegalese need, bringing water, bringing electricity, and especially employment for the youth.
You talk about Senegal being poor, but the impression is the country works, does it?
It does, especially when you compare it with other countries in West Africa, Liberia, Sierra Leone, both emerging from a civil war, Guinea, its neighbor, in conflict as we speak. Senegal has been a model democracy, but there's the thousands of young men taking to the high seas. They say in search of a better life and better jobs abroad, many of them dying at sea. And that is the international picture that Senegal has shown over recent months. So the 14 challenges to President Wade are saying these are the issues he should have dealt with. But comparatively and globally, yes, Senegal does work.
Turn our attention now to eastern Chad. Explain for us what's been happening there recently, because some aid groups have been comparing the level of violence there to that of Darfur.
Now, when you talk about Chad, you've got to talk about the region. Chad, Sudan, across the border where Darfur is located, and the Central African Republic. In this area of Africa, you have three countries which have concurrent rebellions. Rebels trying to overthrow the government in Sudan, rebels trying to overthrow President Idriss Déby's government in Chad, and rebels across the border in the Central African Republic also trying to topple the government there. So it is a very turbulent region. But Darfur is, of course, the focus of attention in the region. You have had this conflict now for going on 4 years. More than 200,000 people killed, more than 2 million displaced. And that has spilled over Darfur's borders into Chad. Now, it's Chadian civilians who are facing these sorts of attacks by Janjaweed militia. These are Sudanese pro-government militia, but also armed Chadian factions who are attacking civilians. They're being displaced in their tens of thousands from their homes, and people are being killed and wounded.
What would be the obstacles to sending peacekeepers to Chad? The UN Security Council is considering a peacekeeping force. And what about talks between Sudan and Chad to end this violence?
And there are sporadic talks between Sudan and Chad, and each country accuses the other of supporting the other's rebels. Chad, in principle, agrees to UN peacekeeping monitors at the border, Central African Republic as well, but it is Sudan which has been really opposed to UN peacekeepers in Darfur. Although the Sudanese president, Omar Hassan al-Bashir, has sort of said he agrees to what he calls a hybrid force, UN peacekeepers and African Union peacekeepers, that hasn't happened. The situation continues to deteriorate. More people are being attacked, more people wounded, more people killed. So we'll have to see what can be deployed when and whether it'll be able to keep the peace, because, of course, there's no peace to keep at the moment.
NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin, she's speaking with us from Dakar, Senegal, where presidential elections are going on today. Ophébia, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.